There's an artist creed, isn't there? What is the artist creed about?
The artist creed is, I guess, thinking of music in a different way and ourselves as musicians within the community, not just as performers on a stage, but really becoming more intimate with audiences and talking to them and going deeper into the community. So each one of us is doing our own individual project to sort of accomplish that. Michelle and Alex are both working in schools, and I'm working at a children's hospital. And in my case, I work with children one-on-one in the hospitals. A lot of them are confined to their rooms for weeks at a time. And I talk to them about music, see what they're interested in, and see what they're passionate about. And I bring to them what I'm passionate about. And we have these conversations. And I've always thought of music and art as like a friend. No matter how dark times get, no matter how stressed you are, you can always go back to music, to your favorite song, to your favorite book, and it's like there's someone there for you. And so I thought the hospital environment with children would be a great place to have that discussion with kids. And it's been really amazing so far.
What kind of things have you done? Do you take your instrument in?
So far, it's been a lot of conversational. I've worked with teenagers a lot of the time, and I just talk to them about music and what it means to them and what it means to me. And you know, I'm learning as much from them as they are from me. And, you know, usually they're not aware of a lot of the classical world. And they're into hip-hop and pop and rap, rock. And so we have a lot to trade, and we find a lot of similarities. And with the younger children, it is music activities. So like rhythm games or like drum circles, a lot of storytelling, listening to music and coming up with characters and scenes. And because so much music is programmatic, and it's like reading a story so often. So getting them to use their imaginations in a way that allows them to think about music in a different way. Oftentimes I'll have a huge playlist of pieces that I enjoy showing them, just to show the variety of the music that we perform all the time. Like, I'll play the Vivaldi Four Seasons, and we'll talk about that. And surprisingly, a lot of kids like Baroque music because it's like the rock and roll of the Baroque era. Or I'll show them Scheherazade, and we'll talk about characters and the story that goes behind that. And so when we listen to it, we can really, you know, talk about who Scheherazade is and what the oboe and bassoon and violin represent in the piece. And it's really interesting because a lot of them have never been exposed to that sort of concept of music as storytelling.
Do you each have a mission, a personal mission?
My mission for the year is to work within care facilities, mostly focusing on children and bringing in interesting music and art projects to give them a sort of creative voice during their treatment, because hospitals aren't always the most pleasant places to be when kids are undergoing serious treatments and they're going through a lot of pain. So I try to teach them how do you use music as a tool in their life, as an aid, just in the same way that music shaped my life and how I've been using it as an aid. When I was in middle school and high school, a lot of my peers, the other students, thought that I was a mute because I had crippling, debilitating shyness and anxiety, social anxiety. And when I started playing the bassoon and I became insanely passionate about music and making music, I began to find my voice and find my confidence. And it's completely shaped my entire life. I try to imagine what my life would have been without music and the sort of person I would have grown into, or if I would have stayed as that very, very shy boy. And so I love that music has transformed my life in that way. And I think it's such a powerful thing.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.